Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world, and thank you for listening as always. This week we are talking about Christmas and about how to be a bit more frugal this year. It's become a bit of, there's a shift in view on saving money and being a bit more frugal during this year, with higher energy bills, costly food bills, and petrol prices going up and down. It's just getting more and more expensive to live our daily lives, let alone celebrate this big event of Christmas. I mean, it's just like Ramadan, you know, people spend so much on buying things, and like a lot of people can't do it this year, or they haven't been able to do it for a while. I love Christmas. I have the tree up already. I like eating the food. I like watching, I was going to say the Queen's speech, but I'll be watching the King's speech this year and watching Christmas movies. But there are certain things I do to not spend as much during Christmas. And so I wanted to share my tips on how to be a bit more frugal this year to help you to save money, but also not to take away the joy of the season and to enjoy it as much as possible. So first of all, let's set a budget. You know, see what you can actually afford this month and agree on your spending limits with your family. Budget the food, the drinks, the presents, the holiday, the travel, and also New Year's Eve if you're doing anything for New Year's Eve. I generally don't. I just watch TV, send messages to my family wherever they are. If I'm at home in the UK, I just watch Graham Norton and then go to sleep. Or maybe I watch fireworks as well. Yeah, I watch the fireworks and then I go to sleep. But spend what you have in your bank account rather than using your credit card. So use your credit card if you need to buy anything online or get a discount or points, but make sure you have the money in your bank account to pay the card off in full the next month. Also, talking about points, see how many points you have in your loyalty cards. And if you have a lot of points, you can use them for grocery shopping and gifts. So in the UAE, we have the Share app, which is for Carrefour and a lot of shops in the city centres. So that's great. So you get a lot of points and you can use that for Carrefour. There's also some other apps as well. So you can buy things using the points, so you don't have to buy, you don't have to use your money. So see how much you've got in your bank account and your points as well. Next, let's review your pantry. So check your kitchen cupboards and pantry and see what food you can use that hasn't expired and use in meals during Christmas time. Do you have food that you bought last year that, like, you know, breadcrumbs or cranberry sauce that hasn't expired that you could use for the Christmas meal? And see what ingredients you have and see what you can make. There are so many recipes out there for Christmas. And if you just put in the ingredients you have and just do a Google with Christmas in the index, you'll be able to find recipes which will have these ingredients. So now is a good time to declutter the food items you have and use them. And you can then start afresh with a decluttered and organized cupboard in the new year. Talking of food, let's talk about buying local. So I am an advocate for buying locally sourced food. It saves on the air miles, it saves on the petrol and on the cost of transporting the food to your supermarket or your shop. Check out your local farm shops and markets and see what you can buy to accompany your Christmas meal. I have seen that there are online shops which sell locally sourced farm produce. You can go to the markets as well here. You can go to the Dera Fish Market and buy fish from local fish farms here. And it's much cheaper. The taste is amazing. You know, Omani prawns are like big, fat, juicy prawns, and they're from here, from our waters. So it's just better to buy locally. And it also works out cheaper a lot of the time as well. So have a look at them. Also check out, you know, there's like fruit and vegetable now that they call them ugly, or there's another word they use for them. So have a look at them. Like, yeah, they look ugly, but it doesn't matter. You're going to chop it up anyway and use it in your meal. And they're usually cheaper, much cheaper. And they taste amazing. Like, the uglier the fruit and vegetable, better the taste. It's like a weird, weird thing. And also the third of a price. So I would highly recommend doing that. So have a look at locally sourced food. You might not be able to find, you know, things that you could have with a roast normally, like Brussels sprouts or broccoli, but you'll find some other things that could become your new tradition to have with your Christmas meal. So check them out. Highly recommended. I am all for getting locally sourced food now. The next thing I want to talk about is about going giftless. Now, I have talked about it many times and you most probably are like, oh my God, will she stop telling us to buy vouchers? But I won't. I'll keep on telling you to buy vouchers. So first of all, do you really need to buy something for people? Like, do you need to buy something for your colleague at work you don't even like talking to? Do you have to buy something for an uncle who's really horrible to you? Like, do you have to buy anything for anybody? They already got everything, don't they? Do they need it? Are you just going to buy them stuff that's just going to become clutter? Like, people don't need tat. They have everything already. So how about enjoying experiences together, like going to a theme park, to the beach, to a parade, going to see Santa, helping out at local organizations and volunteering, like a homeless shelter or an animal shelter? These things will be more memorable for you and your family, and you'll talk about it for years. So, you know, think about doing that. I mean, do you remember talking about a Christmas gift you got a few years ago? Like, do you remember what you've had for Christmas? I can't. I really can't remember any of the Christmas presents I've had. So let's talk, you know, think about doing experiences. There's so much more inspiring, valuable. I can't think of the right words, but it's just better for your soul. And if you want to buy presents, buy big gift vouchers. You know, I'm always going to talk about the gift vouchers. So, like, you know, if you buy a gift voucher, the recipient can buy whatever they want. And then they don't get clutter as well. And I love getting gift vouchers for my birthday, which are cinema vouchers. So I have one friend who is amazing who will buy me a lot of gift vouchers for the cinema. And I use them all year. And it's the best thing ever. Like, everybody knows I love going to cinema. And that's the best thing you could buy me. It's not clutter. It will be used. And I will love you forever. So think about things like that. So, you know, buy vouchers for experiences, buy vouchers for cinema if a person loves going to the cinema or to the theatre or the opera. Think about what you can do which will save them having seen clutter and will be actually used by them. And don't worry about wasting money on people that you don't really know, because it's just a waste of money and it almost will be clutter to them. Let's talk about cards as well, because I was talking to a friend the other day and she says she still sends cards out, which is lovely. And she likes writing and doing the whole handwriting and thing. But, you know, I've received cards and, like, my mum gets cards from neighbours and all it says is to number, our house number, from number 5. And it's like, all right then, you're not even going to put your name in the card? Like, oh my God, like, what is the point? Like, so let's forget about cards, unless it's a beautifully long message to somebody you really want to send a Christmas card to. But otherwise, don't send cards with, like, hi, Merry Christmas, bye. Like, let's not bother. Let's just not waste money anymore on Christmas cards and save the money for better things. Like going to the cinema. It's so much better. It's a much better experience. Now, look, I would be remiss not talking about decluttering and donating. So let's talk about that. So now is a great time to get rid of stuff. So get rid of the things in your room, in your wardrobe, and see if you can sell it, like, and make money. This is a good time to sell things because people buy things for Christmas presents because they won't have listened to this podcast episode. And they want to buy something to give to people. So sell things. You can sell your shoes, your clothes, your electronics in the kitchen that you never use. Make a bit of money from selling the stuff and put it into a savings account, or use it to not buy anything right now. Anyway, so yeah, save the money. Save the money. Don't worry about spending that money. And if you find a gift while you're decluttering that you were given before and you don't want it, re-gift it, even though I know that sounds horrible, but the person's not going to know unless they were the ones who gave it to you. Or donate it so that someone else can enjoy it, but get it out of your house. You don't need to keep gifts and you don't need to feel the guilt of people gifting you stuff that you don't need. So get rid of all that clutter. The next thing I want you to think about is about staying home. I know it would be amazing to go home to your family and to celebrate Christmas with them, but traveling, especially the flights, it's extortionate during this season. I would love to be with my family in the UK, but I can't justify spending 3 times the amount on tickets that, you know, that which is the price now. And I'm not one of those that buys tickets a year in advance because, no, I'm not doing that. Instead, I'll be celebrating with friends at their home and enjoying different cultures and Christmases. That's the amazing thing about living in an expat country. So I have had the joy of celebrating Christmases at Christmas Mass in a church with my friends from Bangalore and Kerala. I have celebrated Italian Christmas with my good friends, Swiss Christmas with my other good friends. A couple have Boxing Day barbecues every year, so I get invited to that on the beach. And this year it's going to be on my pool. So it's amazing. Like, I get to experience all these things, and I share my mince pies from Marks and Spencer's with them because, you know, that's what us British people do. And it's so much fun. I get to experience Christmas in different ways every year, and I love it so much. So if you can do that, you know, wherever you are, celebrate Christmas with people and enjoy the experiences, you know, and what we do, like with the Boxing Day one, we bring food ourselves. So it's everybody brings their own food, we share it, we eat it, we enjoy ourselves, and it's just awesome. And yeah, it's just so much fun. So, you know, and for me, I'm alone, you know, in Dubai. I have friends, my family are in a different country. So it's hard being alone at Christmas, and I get that. So I am very grateful that I have wonderful friends that I get to spend Christmas with. So if you're alone this Christmas, let me know what you're doing. You know, will you be watching King's Speech? Which is going to be weird to say. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what he says. Will you be volunteering? Will you be watching movies, Christmas movies? I've already started watching Home Alone. Let me know what you're going to be doing, especially if you're going to be alone this year, because I know it's going to be hard. But yeah, so these are my tips about being frugal this Christmas. There's only a few tips. Of course, there's much more you can do to save money, but I didn't want to bombard you with too much stuff. Enjoy yourself during Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas with your friends, your family, or even on your own watching Christmas movies. But enjoy it, save your money, and yeah, just have a lovely, lovely Christmas. Thank you for listening, as always. Tune in next week for another episode. And if you don't follow me on social media right now, you can go and follow me at DECLUTTRME. Tell your friends and family about me. And yeah, thank you as always. Take care. Bye.